This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Do you guys enjoy eating contaminated foods?
You know it.
More contaminated. I will only eat a canned food if there's a big-ass dent on the side or if it's rusted.
Yeah, well, most people don't know. You go buy produce, organic produce, and then there's contaminated produce.
It's right next to it. It's hard to miss.
Yeah, come on down to Ted's.
We're contaminated with flavor. Contaminated with savings.
So this is a list of the dirty dozen, the most contaminated foods, basically at your grocery store.
So these are all healthy then?
Because I'm guessing.
Because, I mean, you're not contaminated.
Alfalfa sprouts.
Like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch isn't contaminated.
But I think of all the things that seem like E. coli, and it always seems like spinach alfalfa sprouts.
And you're right. It's all fruits and veggies. It's like pesticides, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So this is why, remember, wash off your fruit and vegetables.
Yes.
All right.
Number you're looking 12. At me like I'm ever going to be in that position.
No, I don't.
Do you do it for your family?
No.
You don't cook with vegetables, though, do you?
I mean, I'll cook with, like, mirepoix.
I mean, like, if your kid wants broccoli, will you touch it?
Onion, celery, carrots as a base or something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, if he touches what?
Celery. Will you, like, cut up broccoli?
Look, celery, carrots, and onions are great for cooking. They kind of give you that base flavor you're familiar with. If the kid wants broccoli, he can have broccoli, but it must be in a separate dish if I'm also eating the same thing.
Well, what about that Holy Trinity, dude?
That's celery, onions, and green pepper.
Yeah.
That's my Cajun accent.
Dude.
Hey, dude.
I'm coming
Cajun.
Over here to see what
else. There's one guy. He's like,
welcome
hey,
to
dude.
Louisiana.
Hey, dude. This is what we're cooking at. We're starting with stick of butter. All right. First on the list, green beans.
Green beans.
I will say, though, green beans is not something. Like, I don't know if people eat raw green beans.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
I mean, think about the fact that sometimes they're pickled, but they'll put a raw green bean in a Bloody Mary.
But it's pickled.
Sometimes. Depends on who's doing it.
If I go to a bar and you just have a random-ass green bean in there.
What are you going to do? You're going to flip the drink over, light it on fire?
I'm throwing a stool.
Green beans, you never go wrong buying frozen green beans. They're one of the better frozen
vegetables.
Well,
you went wrong by doing that.
Yeah.
I will say this. If you growing up, you know, I know a lot of kids and stuff. I was one of them. It's like, eating vegetables, blah, blah, blah. I started with, you could buy the frozen, almost like shaved green beans.
Yeah, French cut.
Oh, thank you, boss.
Yeah.
And I don't know why those are better.
Well,
they're not good in the casserole. That's the
they're
only
easier.
Place.
I guess as a kid, when I got into my 20s, it was an easier way to get green beans involved.
Did you ever eat green beans that weren't in a can, though, when you were growing up?
Never.
Yeah, I did not realize that, like, green beans, like, they don't actually look like that. Until
if someone jars green beans, man, and you get it homemade from a
pickled,
garden,
that's probably
they're fantastic.
My wife just puts them into ramen.
Yeah. I mean, I eat green beans all the time now. Like, I like them. There's different versions. But, Thrill, you're exactly right. Potatoes and green beans, for the most part, came out of jars
or cans
when I was a kid. Next on the list, Thrill, be careful at your household. Blueberries.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Got to wash them.
She does. She washes them, but she's also a germaphobe, which is cool when you're 13.
Oh, she washes.
Like, baby, just press it. We're on the third floor.
Do you know how many germs are on the button?
Like, press the goddamn button. And then she puts her little sleeve over her finger and presses it. I say you didn't do it, now you got to burn your shirt.
Does she have, like the cook shoes, like the little finger condoms?
She does not. Now I will not get them for her. Like, just deal with it.
I mean, that's what everybody called them. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a cut or something.
Oh, yeah, everyone called it the finger condom, man.
Yeah. All right, these are the dirty dozen. Next on the list, cherries. But again, now cherry, I will admit, I have eaten a dirty cherry before.
Isolate that.
One time in college.
I'm just saying, you could go to a stand or a farmer's market.
Right.
There's a cherry. It's like, I'll give it a whirl.
Are you saying you steal cherries?
No, they will offer you some. If you wait long enough, Miles.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Miles is going to walk by your stand and grab it. Yeah, that is pretty good.
No need to offer.
I'll tell you what, I'm friends with a couple King County sheriffs. I don't know many Seattle cops these days. I have to figure out, it will take me a while, when Miles is going to go shopping at his store.
Oh, just take him out.
And just send one of my guys in there and be like, you see him grab that grape. Mm-hmm. You attack.
I mean, tase his ass. Right.
I'm going to bite into a raw onion then and go, take that.
Next on the list, it goes well with onions, bell and hot peppers.
Okay.
I will admit, I've been guilty of you ever get the little miniature bell peppers?
On occasion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to remind myself to wash those, because sometimes you just get to dip it with them.
I don't eat them raw, so it's not a problem.
I clear out, though, the white crap in the middle, so yeah. I always open them up and clean them out pretty good.
But do you wash them?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Next on the list is apples.
Yeah, I feel like we've heard that since childhood.
Yeah, that's just one of those things. Miles, you never eat an apple?
Nope.
That's so weird, man.
No apples, no cherries. I'm good on this list. I'm healthy.
All right.
Come on, grapes.
What about nectarines?
When's the
last time you knew someone that ate a nectarine? Every time I see someone eat one, they're like, man, this is good. I should eat it more often. But you're not going to.
I feel like nectarines, aren't those tiny oranges?
They're basically.
Them and the tangerine really lost out when, like, the cuties showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just get a bag of cuties.
We're so cute.
This is the dirty dozen. Pears.
Okay. All right. Once again, don't have to worry about it unless it's on a fruit plate.
I'm with you.
Roots D student.
I'm with you. As much as I love apples, and I know it's its cousin, but I hate pears.
But pears taste good.
No.
Really?
Oh, God,
You
no.
don't like pears? I mean, I don't love pears, and I rarely defend anything that's grown
muted,
naturally.
Mealy damn thing.
It is a little mealy.
If they're thinly sliced on a cheese plate, they're pretty top-notch. That's how I like them the best.
Cheese makes everything better.
Well, yeah. I mean, my
totally. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
It takes more than just the pear to get me to eat the damn thing.
Exactly.
But paired flavor stuff I liked. Mm-hmm. I'm with Mike. They're too mealy and stuff. Next on the list, peaches.
Don't have to worry about that.
Millions of peaches.
I love peaches.
I'll do peach cobbler.
Yeah. Now, do you buy an actual peach, or do you buy the crap that we used to get our kids, where you just open the cup, and presto, there's peaches?
I'm not allowed to get those anymore. We get real peaches.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you get those?
That's all high fructose corn syrup.
That's why my kids like them.
I don't like the fuzz on it. I don't think you should eat hairy things.
Mild.
I disagree.
I'm moving along.
All right.
Kale, collard greens, and mustard greens.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, that seems pretty normal that everybody would wash those.
You would think it'd be all lettuces then. But I guess those, like arugula is a dirty lettuce. You know, like you'd think all that stuff.
The ones that show up gritty are the ones that you should probably wash.
You guys have a salad spinner?
Yeah, I'll use it constantly.
I do not.
Change your life, dude.
It is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
It'll keep you from buying bag lettuce. It keeps the lettuce longer, and it's fresher, and it tastes better, and you feel better after you make it.
100%.
Just use your spoons to make your salad.
Yeah.
Spinach shows up on the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is tough because I like spinach, but I think I always wash. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, if I buy a big tin of spinach, I'm not positive I wash it or just throw it in the bowl and start making a spinach salad.
Man, I would wash spinach, and this is just me, right? So all this crap could potentially be unhealthy, but like I play the long game of killing myself, so like I smoke. But if they said, hey, if you smoke a cigarette, you drop dead, I would stop. So if it might have pesticides on it, like it's microplastics, it's tobacco, I can live with that. E. coli seems to be the thing that spinach attracts, and that's like, do you want to poop jet black liquid for 3 days?
I would buy the bag that says pre-washed and still wash it.
Yeah.
I wash it off in my smoothie mixture.
I shower with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You're making a whole meal in there, huh?
Absolutely. I wash all your veggies, baby.
Kind of like Kramer. Strawberries make the list, obviously. But again, that's one of those fruits that, like, it sounds so weird, but, like, where I grew up, you know, it's not as far from the country, but there was, like, one of those stores that sold, like, had, like, they grew everything, kind of like a little farm, kind of in the hood. And I remember there was this part of the year where you could go and pick strawberries. So even though they were dirty, we'd eat them. Kind of like those.
Sure.
There's all kinds of little mites on those things too, so you're gonna want to wash that off. Oh yeah, you ever seen the videos where they like soak them in vinegar and whatnot?
No.
Don't watch those, man.
Don't do that.
Especially if you like strawberries.
Yeah, there's a lot of nasty on your strawberries.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I don't want to know.
A lot of protein.
Just a heads up: if you went to a very nice chocolate store and say got six very expensive chocolate covered strawberries for somebody for like a girl, don't come home drunk and eat three of them.
Oh damn, man.
Also on the list, grapes, Miles. Look, it's not about keeping you out of jail. It's about your health, son. I mean, you're stealing dirty grapes and just housing them.
No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat a grape, right? And then I'm going to drop in the produce aisle, start shaking. And then I'm going to sue the grocery store for the pesticides. And the
after Ted's friend tases you.
Yep.
I mean, that would just be funny. Also, one more. I have an issue with chocolate-covered strawberries. My old roommate, DB, very good cook, romantic man. I'm leaving for a bar one Friday night. He goes, hey, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I'm making these. Do not eat any. Dad, I would not. Next morning I wake up, he smacks me in the face. You ate some of them. I said, I did not. There's chocolate in your bed.
No, no. Do you remember how many you ate?
Yes, Miles, because he had put them in the fridge when they were still kind of melty, so you could see the three that I yanked out.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.